This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, Social Security's decision timelines. Hi, I'm Jim Solney, a certified financial planner.
And I'm Chris Stein, a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University.
And welcome to this week's blog, Social Security's Decision Timeline. Chris, most people know there are different ages. We talk about this a lot on our sister podcast and post, Retirement and IRA Show. We have a radio show called the Retirement and IRA Show. We talk often on there on the timelines of retirement, the timelines of IRAs, when distributions begin. But we've never really talked before about Social Security's timelines, when some of these ages you have to look at because certain things are available to you. Mm-hmm. So we're going to begin. The age timeline for Social Security begins at 50 and will end at 70. Now, there could be situations where people much younger, we're not going to get into that today, with child benefits and family benefits. We're talking, for the most part, retirement benefits. The timeline begins at 50, and at age 50, some people, very small subset of people, but some people are eligible for Social Security at age 50. Who are those people? Widows or widowers who are also disabled and their deceased spouse was eligible for Social Security. I mean, we're talking a very narrow subset of the population here. However, widows and widowers who are disabled and whose deceased spouse was eligible for Social Security can file for benefits at age 50.
The next age is at age 60, so 10 years later. At age 60, if you are a surviving widow or widower, you can begin survivor benefits, but at a reduced rate.
So it's just, if you're not disabled, you have to wait to age 60 for survivor benefits.
Correct.
If you're disabled, you can get them at age 50. The next big age or the next big age to key off of is, and we know this one, age 62. This is the point, age 62, that everyone who is entitled to a Social Security benefit can first claim for their benefit. Now, it will be reduced. And in next week's blog post, we're going to talk about that, how the reduction works. But it will be reduced, but age 62 is the first age that a beneficiary can file for retirement benefits.
Right. We call that the age of first eligibility for Social Security retirement benefits. The next age comes up at age 66. And this is a big age for a lot of the people who listen to this blog. If you were born between 1943 and 1954, age 66 is what's called your full retirement age. Your full retirement age is where you are eligible to receive your primary insurance amount, which is your what Social Security deems as to be your full retirement benefit. As we've discussed previously, full does not mean maximum, though. There are some techniques that you can listen to on other blog posts that would increase that. But at age 66, you've reached your full retirement age. You are eligible for your PIA, your primary insurance amount, and some other flexibility, such as the ability to file and suspend, and some other techniques we've discussed before.
The next age to be on the lookout for, and I'm going to put all these ages in one lump sum so we don't keep going back and forth, would be between 66 and 2 months and 67. And that's essentially for people born between 1955 and 1959. Their full retirement age, Chris, goes higher. It moves up. So instead of being 66, if you were born in 1955, it's 66 and 2 months. Mm-hmm. And each year it keeps moving in 2 month increments. So in order to get your full retirement age, it may be 66. Right now it is 66 exactly. But beginning in a few more years, the people turning 62 will be those born in 55 and later. And for those people, their full retirement age will be anywhere between 66 and 2 months and 67. People born after 1960, their full retirement age will be 67. But for people born between 1955 and 1959, it'll be between 66 and 2 months and 66 and 10 months. So that's the next age or ages to be on the lookout for.
And the last age is age 70. Age 70 is important because, as we've discussed in previous posts, you can increase your monthly benefit by waiting to claim. However, those benefits, those increases of benefit, those delayed retirement credits stop when you reach age 70. So if you haven't started collecting once you reach age 70, there is no benefit to waiting. There's no additional increases in your benefits if you wait to 71, 72, etc. So the general rule is at age 70, if you hadn't already, you're going to fire up your Social Security benefit.
Exactly, because you get no benefit from waiting. So after 70, you're just wasting money.
Leaving money on the table.
So at 70, you will begin claiming. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this blog post. Very light, very easy blog post this week. Sometimes we get really in-depth. Sometimes we stay light and fluffy. We admit this is a little on the fluffy side, but it's important to know these different ages and where you fit in. So anyways, thanks for listening to this week's blog post, and we'll be back again next week.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis. It includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.